Okay, here's your next assignment. So I'll read this a couple of times for you. To induce suffering, egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate must drive a wedge between us and our body through sustained criticism of the body and making us identify deeply with those messages. The I message reflects a deep identification with the self-hate. I'm too fat, I'm too thin, I hate my nose, I wish my eyes were a different color, etc. To end suffering, all expressions of self-hate towards the body must stop. Right from the perspective of unconditional love and acceptance, a love letter to your body. Make sure you include the maligned parts and record it, and then listen to it at least 3 times before we come back together. So I'll read that again. To induce suffering, egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate must drive a wedge between us and our body through sustained criticism of the body and making us identify deeply with those messages. The I message reflects a deep identification with the self-hate. I'm too fat, I'm too thin, I hate my nose, I wish my eyes were a different color, etc. To end suffering, all expressions of self-hate towards the body must stop. Right from the perspective of unconditional love and acceptance, a love letter to your body. Make sure you include the maligned parts. Record it and then listen to it 3 times at a minimum before we come back together. So we'll take a little bit of time to do that now, and then if you would call back into the pod number at 11:30, that would be great. Thank you.